We are on Daf Mem Aleph Omed Aleph by the Mishnah. Mi shechetziyai eved vechetziyai ben chayrin. A person who is a chetziyai eved vechetziyai ben chayrin. And Rashi says, how did this come about? Kegoin shahoyu beis achin oy beis shutfin v'shicher echod es chelkoi. And one of the shutfim, or one of the achim, was meshacher, his chelik. So his chelik was yotzal acheres. The other chelik still remains an eved to the second shutif. Is oived es rabba yom echad, ves atzma yom echad, divrei beis hillel. So beis hillel says, the only way we can make a chalukah over here is a chalukas yomim. That'll work one day for himself and one day for the other. Beishamei oimrim tikantem es rabbi. You were made a tikkun for the odin. Ves atzmai loy tikantem. But you did not make any tikkun for this chatzi yevet v'chatzi ben chayrim. Lisa shifcha yevsha. It's impossible for him to marry a shifcha. Shekva chetzi ben chayrim. Pas chayren yevsha shekvar chetzi yevet yibotel, so he won't marry anyone. Baloi loy nivra oilam elo lepirya veridya. The tachlis of the brius oilam was that people should multiply and they should inhabit the world. Shenema loy soyu v'ro'o lo sheves yitzoret. The world was not created to remain desolate. No, it should be lo sheves yitzoreh. It should be inhabited by people. Elibnei tikan ha'olam kaifen es rabbi ve'oisa oisai ben chayim. So we forced the odin to be mishachahim. Ve'koisev shtar al chatzi domo. And now the eved, there's no reason why the odin should lose his mominess that he possessed, and there's no reason why the Eved should gain this mominess for free. So the Kaiser Shtar al Chatzi Doma. So he writes a Shtar, an IOU, Ishtar is Chayvis, on the Chatzi Doma, which became the Shtacha. V'chazru Beis Hillel lohoireis kedivrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel were made to Beis Shammai, and we don't remain with the Eved es Rabbi Yemechot ves Atzma Yemechot no Koifen es Rabbi L'Shachare. Let us see Rashi. Tikantem es Rabbi She'enoi Choser Klum. He's not missing anything. Rabbein Azriel es Takashe, Toysarosh Vili es Takashe, Rishash es Takashe, that what's the content as Rabbi Rashi says, Shaini Chosa Klum, he's also Chosa. That means before, when he was a Eved Gomel, so he was able to have bloodless. The bloodless were belong to the other. Now that he's a Chatzi Eved, a Chatzi Ben Chayrim, so he also lost out. He lost the Schus bloodless that was till now. Rashi says, Shaini Chosa Klum, he's not chosar anything. God is a pshat in the Mishnah from the Taisus Arosh. Tekantem. You made a takone as rabbi v'satz meilei tekantem. There's no takone. Each one of is losing. He can't have any children. So the Odin is losing blood. He's losing. He can't be mekayim pi v'ridya. But Rashi says she'ein nechosar klum. Rashi says he's not missing anything. So the Rabbi Zriel wants to say, because bloodies are dovo shaloi baloilo. So Mamela is not called his chasa. His chasa bloodies, since we're not taking anything away from him. The Rishash wants to say that it's not called a hefsid on the bloodies. He says if he has another Eved Kanani, so all the shifchas he has, so this one Eved Kanani could be boil all the shifches. You don't need the 10 avodim. You just need one Eved and all the shifches can become this Abba through that Eved. So it's not called the Adin lost. Lisa Shivchene Yochel Mnei Tzad Chere Sheboi. Vaschirene Yochel Lisa Mnei Tzad Avde Sheboi. Loi Soyu Vero. Yetzer Ha'oretz Loi Al Soyu Lies Rikonis Boroi. So it was not created to remain empty, barren, ki'im l'sheves, yis bo yishuv yitzol. Let us see Taisvitz. Lisa shivcha eina yochel. Vim taima fraktaisis afilu yochel lisa shivcha. Let us assume he will be able to be nice a shivcha. Let us not clear about the isurim. Let us say he'll be able to marry a shivcha. But he won't be Mekayim Piri Veridia, Kedemuchas Beper Kabo Yevimtai. The Gemara says, Nabo Yevimtai Gabahayu Loi Bodim Koidim Shen Yizgayim and Yizgaya. So there is a machlokes, if he was Mizgaya later, if the Ger could be Mekayim Mitzvahs Piri Veridia with the Goyishel children he had before, this is a machlokes. But the Omar, it says, Hakel Moidim Be'evid, She'ein Loi Chayis, and never doesn't have Yichus. So, Hoye Loi Bonim Ba'avdus, and he was Nishtacher, everyone holds that the children he had Ba'avdus are not Meyuchistim, so he's not Mekayim Piri Verivye. So, Memele, so, Abol HaShifcha, so the children will not be Meyuchistim. So why does he say Lisa Shivcha in a Yochel? I feel like he could. It also wouldn't be a trufe if we want that he should be Mekayim Piri Verivye. He's not Mekayim Piri Verivye if he marries a Shivcha. The Ashloimer Dim HaYochel Mekayim Sheves Koldehu. If he would be able to be Mekayim Sheves Koldehu. Sheves Koldehu means he's Miyashiv Do'ilam through him. Sakadam Meyuches Achel, but there's a Sheves Koldehu that means he brought about Mesavev Yishev Ha'olam. His Mishum Mitzvahs Pruvu Lechudei Lehavi Kafina LeRabbi. Out the Mitzvah Pruvu, we would not force the Yodai, the Loi Mechayev Ba'akivin the Onosu. That out the Mitzvah of Pirya Verivye, that means, we're saying he'd be permitted to marry a shifre. He'd be permitted to marry a shifre. So what din would the children have? What mitzvah would he be mekayim if he'd have children from a shifre? Mekayim a mitzvah of sheves koldo. That means he's causing yishev ha'olam. It's called koldo because they're really not miyuches achav. Although that's also a type of a Sheves of Yishev Oilam. So that means if he'd be permitted to do this, I would not be Koifer the Odin to be Mishacher, even though there's no Kiyim of Piri Verivye. So Taisa says, well, that's no problem. There's no Kiyim of Piri Verivye. Lava Kefina Le Rabbi. We would not force the Odin to be Mishachem because he can't be Mekayim Piri Verivye. The loy mechayev, he's not mechuyev in Piri Verivye, kiven the onosu, because he's an onos. That means, of the mitzvah Piri Verivye, so that we won't be forced the yodin to be mishachem, because he's not mechuyev in Piri Verivye, he's an onos. He can't be mekayim Piri Verivye. If he could marry a shifre, and do a shifre, you don't have the mitzvah kiven Verivye. So we'll come to the other be Meshachemi, the other says, I'm sure there's no reason to be Meshachemi. You're not Mechuyim in Piri Verivye. Since you are an honor, that means even the Tzad Cheres. Since the Tzad Cheres can only marry a Shifre, and so we'll tell them, so you're not Mekayim, you're not Mechuyim in Piri Verivye, because you're an honor. So now, Karn Shayla Ben, so, If the Odin can tell him this when it comes to the mitzvah of Piri Verivye, so let the Odin tell him the same thing when it comes to the mitzvah of Sheves. So he says, but now that I can't marry a Shivche, so what's with Sheves? So the Adam tell him the same Pisgah, well, I got news for you, you're part of the mitzvah of Shev, since there's no one you can marry, so you're not Mechayiv and Shevus either, Kivin the way Mechayiv, or Kivin the honor. So this Kasha, the Asman the Raisa asks in Simen Yudimah, so the Asman the Raisa says, Amir the Columbus, he says, there's two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah bein Odom lachaveiroi, and a mitzvah bein Odom lamokim. A mitzvah bein Odom lamokim, if a person is an onos, so we have a klal, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo betrunyim b'riyoysav, that the Rabbi Shalom, if I can't do the mitzvah, the Torah will not say, the Rabbi Shalom will not say, well, you're mechuyiv in the mitzvah. If I can't do it, you're mechuyiv and you can't do it, but you're mechuyiv. The Torah will not put chiyuvim on a person that can't be memala the chiyuv. So the Torah never puts on a chiyuv. So he's takipotah from the mitzvah. The Torah didn't mechayiv him. Some say to put chiyuvim on a person that can't do the mitzvah. The Torah never put chiyuvim. Ma she'en kein a mitzvah bein Odom lachaveiroi, he says, let's say this as a mitzvah of piroim chayiv. He owes you the money. He can't pay up. So the zikha atzayrech for the piroim. He borrowed money. He has to pay up. The zikha atzayrech. So if there's a tzayrech, there's a chiyuv, but he can't be mamal of the chiyuv. That is right. But there's a chiyuv over there since there's a tzayrech. Yena needs, it should be nismalach esrainai. Money was borrowed for him. So whenever there's a tzayrech, so memela, then we say there's a chiyuv. No, you can't be memala your chiyuv. So he says, that's pshat and taisvis. The mitzvah of Shevis is a tikkun ha'olam. That means the olam has to be nismala with people. So memela, there we can't say that your potter ain't a mechuyiv. You're mechuyiv, you can't be memala your chiyuv because there it's a bein odom lachaveiroi dike mitzvah, chiyiv. There's a tzayrech that it should be nismale. So that's pshad is your mechuyiv, but you can't be mamale your chiyiv. So that we tell the odom that he should be mishacharim. Now she'enkin apiyah v'rivya, which is a bein odom lamokim dike mitzvah, loy mechayiv bodo. So there's no chiyiv at all. A person that can't halachically be mechayim piri v'rivya, so he's not mechuyim, lo mechayim, or kivin donu, so. V'im taima, fraktais v'sakashe, the lesser essay, the plural, what is the problem? There's Yisurim over here, the lesser essay, the plural, the litchu lav, the layiya kodesh, it should be doicha the lav of layiya kodesh. Now, we have to understand there is a big problem in the Lashon of Taisvis. Taisvis says the mitzvah's essay of Pluruvu should be doicher the love of Loyi Yekodesh. Now, Rashi in Chumash, the Targum, says Pshat as follows. He says, Loyi Yekodesh Mibnei Yisrael, Lisiya Kadesha, Kadesha Mibnei Yisrael. Loyi Yekodesh is Pshat that a Yisrael marries a Shifcha. So he's nasek a kodesh al yodo, because kol biloisav is nus, she's a kodesh, so he becomes a kodesh. A Yisrael that's boil a shifche is over lo yiye kodesh. A eved, no, lo yiye kodesh means a bas chayrin is nibble from an eved, she's over lo yiye kodesh. Because she becomes a kadesha al yadoi. So the love of layiya kadesh and layiya kadesha, so layiya kadesha is when a bas chayrin marries an eved, layiya kadesh when a ben chayrin marries a shifcha. Now, what was Taisvis kasha? What was Taisvis kasha? Taisvis asked that let the mitzvah of pru urevu be doiche the love of layiya kadesh. Now, if we'll begin from Pruruvu, so the mitzvah Pruruvu is only when he'll marry a bas chayre. So then the tzad chayres will be mekayim, the mitzvah of Pruruvu. Now, but then if he's marrying a bas chayre, so the lav should be loisiyah kedesha. That's the love. The love is, what is the Issa? The Issa is that the Tzad Cheres is nibble from an Eved. That's the love of Lesiya Kadesha. So what is Pshat? Taisa says the mitzvah says from Plu Uvu Shevidoicha Lesiya Kadesh. If we will say that the Lesiya Kadesh is Dafke, so then the Kasha is that he should marry a Shivche. Then he's over Lesiya Kadesh. But if he marries a Shivche, then there's not Plu Uvu. There's only Sheves. So the Maram is Moira that the Lashon of Tosfos is Megumgel. You have to say one is Lav Davke. Either the Plu Urevu is Lav Davke, and Tosfos means to say he should marry a Shivche. And if he'll marry a Shivche, he won't be Mekayim Plu Urevu, in the kind of the Mitzvah of Shabbos. But then he is Oiva Loyiyah Kodesh. The Tzad Cheres is Oiva Loyiyah Kodesh. That's how the Targum says Pshat. That Ben Cheren, that's Boil a Shivche, is Oiva Loyiyah Kodesh. So the Maram says, the Lashon is Megumgim. So it could be the Pulavu is Lav Davke. Now, just let's say, Ashtikal Ha'ore, if the Pulavu is Lav Davke, so Taisvus means to say that, Lav Davke, this means Shemes. Now, this is very difficult to understand that the mitzvah of Shemes. And Befrat, we're speaking about a Sheves Koldu. This is not the pure mitzvah of Sheves. It's a Sheves Koldu. Should be doiche. Sheves is midivrei kabbalah. Leisayru b'ro l'sheves yitzoro. Is only a ese midivrei kabbalah. Afen shen's neufen. So the ese midivrei kabbalah should be doiche alav of lahi kodesh is a problem. That's if we learn that way. If you learn the other way, so then Taisis Taka means Pulavu, and the Layia Kodesh is Lav Davke. No, the means Layia Kodesh, or there's a Rishash and Baba Basra that says that the Eved is Eved, when an Eved is Boyel, Abbas Chayren, so Shivi is Eved Layia Kodesh, and he's Eved Layia Kodesh. That's what the Rishash wants to say to be Miyashiv the Losh. I'd just like to say over a beautiful Chassam Sefer, And before I say the Chassam Sefer, it's kedai to know that the Tosfos HaRashba in Psochem, when he asks this kasha, he asks Klo they should marry a Shivche. That means when he asks the kasha from Tosfos in Psochem also would mean that the kasha should marry a Shivche. The Chassam Sefer says a Moira Dikipshat in Tosfos kasha. Chassam Sefer says that the kasha should marry a shifchet. Should marry a shifchet. So he says as follows, that when an eved marries a shifchet, kozman he's an eved, he's mekayim the mitzvah of Pru Uvu. That what the Gemara says in Yevamos, that if he's nishtacher, since ein loy chayis, so he's not Mekayim Pru Uvu, that's after when he's a Yid. When he's a Yid, so then the children he had als Eved are not Mishiachas Achav. But Kozman, he's an Eved, he's Mekayim Pru Uvu with his children. That's what the Chassam Sefer wants to say. So Mel the Chassam Sefer says, the Loshon of Tosfos is Moyodik Meduyik. That means like this. Let him go and marry a Shivche. Let him go and marry a Shifcha. So, now let's just explain what's going to happen over here. He's going to marry a Shifcha. So the Tzad Abdis is Mekayim Pru Uvu. Because it's Miyuchas Achot. Tzad Abdis is Mekayim Pru Uvu. The Tzad Cheres is over Lehiya Kodesh. The Tzad Cheres is being Boyal a Shifcha. But since this person is Mekayim Pru Uvu, it's the same person. That means there's a mitzvah of Pru Uvu on the Tzad Avdi Sheboi, and there's an Issa Lo Yiyah Kodesh on the Tzad Cheiri Sheboi. So Memela, so let us say, yes, Adaycha Lo Yisasa, the Issa Pru Uvu Shebedaycha Lo Yisasa Lo Yiyah Kodesh. That is how the Chassam Sefer says Pshat, and he says one more Nekude, which Be'emes in his Ashitas HaRamban. The Ramban says a mayre de kera, the chinuch brings down this Rambam. The Rambam says, the Pasuk says, lo yiyya kodesh mi bnei Yisrael, lo yiyya kodesha mi bnei Yisrael. So the Ramban says, why did the Torah have to say, bnei Yisrael, bnei Yisrael, lo yiyya kodesh, lo yiyya kodesha. So the Ramban says, the whole Issa of lo yiyya kodesh, lo yiyya kodesha is only on the bnei or bnei Yisrael. The Eved and Shifcha, which are involved over here, they're not over anything. As I said, Lehuzru Psula Isli Nosei L'Ksheirem. This is on the Ksheirem, not on the Psulam. As I said, Taramban. Zokta Hilike Chasam Seifa. So my Mele, everything fits in the Bible. That means the Shifcha is being nivelled from a Ben Chayrin, but she's not over anything. The Lav is Lehiya Kodesh Mibnei Yisrael. So he's over lo yiyya kodesh. She's not over anything. The tzad avdus is mekayim mitzvah spiriya v'rivya because hashivchen and ever that's called miyuchas achav kolz manda the shiv the avodim and shvachis and meila so taisves est a meira de kekashe. You don't have to say the loshen is megumgim. The mitzvah says from piriya v'rivya that is mutal on the event should be doiche de loyia kodesh, which is on the tzad cheresh, but this is the same person, like, even though they're two different sibis, it's the same person. So memele, so let us say yes, doiche loisas. That's how the samsaifis is pshat and teis viskash. The yeshleima, the hoche, efshe, lekayim, shneim, al yedei kfir. So Taisvah says a Yisod that the halacha of Esa Deicha Loisase is only applicable if it's the Efshel Lekayim Shneim. That means and I can only be Mekayim the Mitzvah to being over the Esa. So then we say Esa Deicha Loisase. But if he can be Mekayim the Mitzvah without being over the Loisase, then you don't say Esa Deicha Loisase. There's a problem over here. Kvi is also not supposed to be also either an esed mele bem tavoidu, but let's not get into that problem. Boy, teretz number two. So the first teretz is there's no din chiyah because it's efshel lekayim shnei. Teretz number two. The chimi akra lav when he's over the lav of layia kodesh loy mekayim esay. He is then not mekayim the eser. Hello, bigmar bia the chozya lehis abel. The mitzvah say from pluravu is mekayim bigmar bia. The lav is over b'shas hara. So memela there's no din tchiya since the lav is koydem less. He's over on the lav before he's mekayim the eser. Now, let us just mention, we see here three chidushim from Taisvis. Chidush number one, we see that even though it is impossible to be Mekayim, the Esser of Piriya Verivya, without making a Haror, so the Haror is a Hechsher to Mitzvahs Piriya Verivya, so I should assume that the Ro is already haschalte the mitzvah. And who's the Turi Evan and Chagiga Tain is this on Taisvis? And he proves it. The proof of this is the whole Makar, that Esa Deicha Loisas, that we learn now from Klein B'Tzitzis. That Mitzisessa of Tzitzis is Deicha the Loisas of Klein. Achal Pikein, Taisvis says in Yevamis, that the lav of klayim yoiver bishas levisha bishas ituf leisilbas klayim, and the mitzvah of tzitzis is hal later bishasim ashetachasim or bishasim mechusim. That means the yoiver the lav before you mekayim the eser. The kiyam eser Taisa says is after the is lavush, not bishas levisha. But Bishas Levisha, he's over the love of Klein. So, Frek the Heilike to Reyevin, so how do you say, Esa Deichelas, Leisasa? Beidne, the other Allah, but dying like Kaim Esse, no pshate since I need a Maisa Levisha in order to enable me to become a Lavush, so that's called ready Aschalta the Mitzvah, not Makaim the Mitzvah yet. That's called Aschalta the Mitzvah, and therefore that also is a Kayach Adchia, because I need this to be Makaim the Mitzvah. That's why the Esa of Tzitzis is Deiche de Lois Asa of Klaim, and it's considered Bidne. So, Taine Teture Yevim, that, so since I need the Haro in order to make Gmar Bia, so the Ro is the Aschalta of Mitzvahs Prurubu. So therefore, you should say Esa Deiche Lois Asa. That is one kasha that the Teture Yevim asks on Tzitzis. Then we have here another kasha. Tosfos says that the mitzvah of Pur Avu is mekayim bigmar bia the chosi leisaber. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, he says that's very schwer. You're not mekayim piya v'rivya bigmar bia. You're mekayim piya v'rivya when you have children. Hayu loy bonim umesu. So you're not mekayim piya v'rivya. So the mitzvah of Pir V'Rivya is possessing children. So Memela, so he doesn't understand. Taisu says that it's not Be'idne, that he's either the love before. You're not making any mitzvah by the Be'e. The Kiyama mitzvah of Pir V'Rivya is B'Shas when he has children. That's that kasha the Minchas Chinuch has. And this we see from Taisu, as Taisu halb nitazai. That Taisus holds, and there the Ramesh and the Gris Moshe says this, and the Masses Moshe says this, that the Taisus learns that the mitzvah of Pirya V'Rivya is the Maisa Bia. That is the Maisa mitzvah of Pirya V'Rivya. And every Bila he makes, this is the Maisa mitzvah of Pirya V'Rivya. Now, how often does he have to do it? Till he has children. If he has children, he doesn't have to do it anymore. If the children, Achmon and the Slan, die, then he's the Maitre. But the mitzvah is the Maisa Be'ila. So Taisvus learned, if he'd be over the law only, B'Shas Gemar B'Yis, he'd say, Yes, Adoich Alois Asa. This is the Maisa HaMitzvah. And this is the Kiyom HaMitzvah of Piyah V'Rivya. Now he has to do this mitzvah Keseder till they'll have children. That's what Taisvus holds. Taisa says, but there's a problem, it is not Be'idne, because he's either the love of Layia Kodesh before he's Mekayim the mitzvah of Pirya V'Rivya. The Mekayim Esay Elo Bigmar Bia. And the Mekayim, the Lashon of Taisa says, then he's talking Mekayim the Esay. It's a Kiyim Esay. The Mekayim says, a Psaloshon, it's a Maisa mitzvah, it's not a Kiyim mitzvah. The Lashon of Taisus would seem like Mekayim Esay Elo Bigmar Bia, but the Bigmar Bia is Mekayim the Esay. The Chaz Yili Saber. Va'oid the Bedido Leke Esay. She doesn't have an Esay. She doesn't have an Esay. So here the Chassam Sofer says, now here Taisus was Mechadish. That means till now, Taisus did not talk about her. As we mentioned before, that Chassam Sofer says the kasha was he should marry a shifche, and the evidem of Mekayim Pirya V'Rivya, and the only avera here is the ben chayim is Mekayim Layiya Kodesh. And what about her? Taisus held there's no issa bechlal on her, only on him, and on him he has a mitzvah from Pruvu. The tzad avdus is a mitzvah Pruvu, and the tzad chayim is a lav Layiya Kodesh. Now Taisus is Mechadish not like the Ramban, that she is also Oiver. That she is Oiver, but since she's a Shifche, and she's becoming Nivel from a Ben Chayrin, so she's Oiver Layia Kodesh. She's Oiver Layia Kodesh. So what will be Deiche, her essay? The Afilu Mivkedo, Afila will say she's also mitzuv in Pirya V'Rivya. Afila will say this. So she could be mekayim with an evet. Why this? So it's Afshalah Kam Shnei. She doesn't need a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben choyren for her to be mekayim the mitzvah of piri v'rivye. That means, that place is a mesupik. Yom mifkadah, nit mifkadah, I don't know. That's another parasha, but the subject of Taisus work. The Taisus says, Eloi v'boi, if she's not mifkadah, so stama, so what's doicha her layi ha-kodesh? Now, Philo will say that she is mifkadah, that Ashifcha is mifkadah in piri v'rivye. But I'll call upon him, but it's not in Tchiyah, because it's Efshel Lekayim, Mikiyaitzeba, with a Shivche. Vim Taima, so you can't say yes, Adaychalaisas. Vim Taima, Vimke Atzmoy Be'evedivri, let him sell himself for an Evedivri. Yeah, Be'evedivri Shari B'Shivche. And an Evedivri is Mutta B'Shivche. So let him marry a Shivche. Afilu englo yishel bonim, so then, ha'ikal amanduyoma, darabi moisele shifcha knanis. So according to that amanduyoma, so again, lisa shifcha ene yochel. He says, the Mishnah says the whole problem is because he cannot marry a shifcha. Frek taisvis, he can marry a shifcha, let him go and sell himself for never dibri. Vishloim adama beze aneshech, ger umishucha ene karim beve dibri. By the parsha Bevedivri it says Vishov El Mishpachtoi, and here there's no Vishov El Mishpachtoi because he doesn't have a Mishpach. V'im Taima V'yiso Chetzi Yoshivcho V'chetzi Yabasroi. Like Tachtai says, I have an eight, so let him marry someone similar to him. Kidamrinen B'perik Oisoi V'es B'noi. The preido shetovo and mabin aleho elamino. A preido is a was bred together a chamoyer and a sus, and it comes out a preido. So shetovo and mabin aleho elamino. So a peret, he says, a peret and a preido a muta. So a peret and a preido is that each one of them is a mixture of Susan and Chamoyer. And if they're similar mixtures, so it's Mutter. There's no Kilayim. Leser Bia Kilayim. So Memele, Bia Shloima Emphatoisvis, the Gabi Kloyim, Leosa Elo Trei Mini. The Isa of Haboy's Kloyim is, you're not allowed to be Mabi, one mean, and another mean. Vahano havi chad mina, and this is one mean. Avo hocho osi tzad avdus umishtamish bitzad cheres. So, Sassana Tereshmul, it brings down from the Shmaitze. The Shmaitze says that there's two types of combinations. There's one combination that you mix two things together, they become a third thing. There's another combination. When you mix two things together, you have weiter, the two things, but one is next to another. And let's just say a poshet a moshel. In the first case is if you would mix wine and water, so you have a third inyan. You have yayin mazuk. That's what it's not wine and water. You have yayin mazuk, a third entity. You're going to mix oil and water, you can have oil and water. That's all. Oil and water. So that's the chilik. By a peret and a preido, when a peret and a preido, it came from a sus and a chamoyer, aber lemaise, it ended up with a numin. This is a numin. This is a preido. This is a preido. So lemaise, a peret and a preido is a third mean. So these are the same mean. They mix, they become a third mean. So there's no iser of havois kloyim. Ma she'ein kein achatzi yevet v'chatzi ben choyim. It's not a pesapsa. A new mean is achatzi yevet v'chatzi ben choyim. Here's an evet, here's a ben choyim. So memele, so Taisvah says, so there'll be a problem. Is osi tzad avdus mishtamish b'tzad cheres. So memele, the tzad avdus will be mishtamish b'tzad cheres. Vim Taima, fragt Eisves, wie hieß er Mamseres? Wenn er Mary a Mamseres, die Zad Avdisch Schorribo, dat die Zad Avdisch is Mutter in a Mamser, ken des Name Peka Oymer, je Heulem Mamserem Litoyer. Tafen says that a Mamser can lose, that like this, a Mamser has a Pgam, that goes midor der, from generation to generation. Yecholim mamzerim litoya. A mamzer can lose this pagan, this blemish, keitzer. Mamzer neisei shifre. Mamzer neisei shifre. So my mail is what's it? So there, after that, says a mamzer will marry a shifre. And the child will not be miyaches achot, so won't have the pagan of mamzer, only be a ben shifre. And this is an Eben, and the other will be Meshach, and this Eben, so he's a Ben Chayrim, without a blemish, without a Pekam. Al Koponim, we see Rav Tarfon said, this it's a Mams and Oisei Shifre, by Stoys, it's, there's no problems there, it's permissible. The Tzad Chayris, Nasasadasada, Al Tzad, after Sheboi, and Eben is Mutaba Mamsaris. The Tzad Cheres, Nami Shoribo, the Tzad Cheres is also Mutter, Kedus Nam Perik Yasore Yuxin, Charuri, Umamzeri, Mutorim, Lovi Zebezem. It says that a Mams is allowed to marry an Eben Meshucha. So you see, this is also Mutter. So Mamelus, Agavaldik Eshidach. That means, let us Chatsi Eben, Vachatsi Ben Cheren, marry a Mamseris. But there'll be another problem. If he's going to marry the Chatzim Ben Chayren is going to marry the Mamzeres, so the Tzad Cheres is a Kinyanishis in her. So she's an Ashishish. The Tzad Abdes doesn't have a Kinyanishis in her because he's a Chamoret. He can't have Ishis. So now when he'll be boil, he'll be boil an Ashes Ish. Aye, someone will say, this is Ashes Reyeo. It's not, it's a little closer than Reyeo over here. Aber kwan Taisus weiß, there is nit azoi. Taisus weiß, there is still be an Isser Ashes Ish. If the Eved will be boil, Ishtoi shalatzat Chayrish Shaboy. So Taisva says, Yisa'enu be'isa b'loy kedushin. So let her, some say, be boil her. B'loy kedushin. K'moy shem mamzer neisei shivcha. What is Shem Rab Talfin? It means the Issa is, it's a beer without issues. Aber kapon am weistach ois le zeurech, this is permissible. I mean, Rab Talfin said, mamzer neisei shivcha. He's not neisei shivcha, so kach it means. It'll be boiler without kedushin. Agamor said we have a problem. He can't marry a shivcha. And if he could marry a shivcha, it would be mut. He can't marry a shivcha because there's no ishus in a shivcha. So koch lisa shivcha means to be boiler without ishus. So memela we have a gavaldik yeshidach for this chatsi evet v'chatsi ben choy. Boimar Rabbeinu tam. Ve'ein zu takone laharbeis mamzerim b'Yisrael. We're talking about a tikkun ha'olam over here. This is not a takone laharbeis mamzerim b'Yisrael. Ve'im toima v'ektaisvis v'yiso nesina. Let him marry a nesina. The benetam sheet is a nesina. Is all mina toiras leisus chatim bo. But let him marry a nesina, the charuri o nesini mutorim lo veze beze beperik asor yukse. Ve'eved nami mutabo, namrine beperik yesh mutoris, mamzeres o nesina le Yisrael ika binayim. Leman di omar, I says, there the Gemara speaking about if there was issues the Issa, do we cancel the Isha, she shouldn't get a ksube, or do we say the husband is mechuyev to give her a ksuba? So the Gemara says that if we do consent or if we don't consent, depends who was the one that instigated this issues, the husband or the wife. Now, if the wife instigated this issues, some emailers, then we'll consent, she shouldn't get a ksuba. If the husband instigated the issues, then she'll get a ksuba. So the Gemara says, Mamzeres in the sinili sohi kebenai, Laman the omab neshahu margilo, that the reason by almono lakain godl, grusha lachlutza lakain hedyet, he gives her a ksuba, because he's the one that instigates it. She really would not, does not want the shidduch, because if she a grusha lakain hedyet, he's gonna pass her. That means before she married this kohen, she's kosher, she's not a chalola, she's not a pkume. Now she'll become a pkume. So if this marriage came about, he was the instigator. So the Gemara says, so therefore he has to go and give a ksuba. So the Gemara says, Laman di avineshu hu margila, vizu hi margila say. Here, she's margil him. Sheyuchal b'no litoil. Hayidei sheyisa shivcha. That means, she's on the scene. He's a Yisrael. So Lemaisa, she instigates this issues, and the child will be a nosin. And then this Nosen will marry a Shifche, and the Eniko will be a Kosheri. So Mamela, she wants to have issues that to be Matayer her Eniko. So Amamzeres and the Sine, it's he Margilo Soy, because by having children, she can eventually be Matayer her Doyes. That's what the Gemara says. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, and the Sine, who will have a child from a Yisrael, the child will be a Nosin, and then she'll make sure this Nosin will marry a Shifcha, and then the Eniko will be kosher. So we see Al Kaponim two things. We see that a Nosin is Mutar and a Ben Chayim. We see a Nosin is Mutar and a Shifcha. So Memela, now we have a Gewaldic Shidduch for this Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayim. Let him marry a Nosin. The Yeshloima, so Taisva says, the Taisva says like this, and nothing is also b'shifche. The Avol gav the also b'no b'shifche, ain't the cheshes, that doesn't bother her. Rak she yesh loi taro, lemaise, isarahin, isaraher, aber lemaise will come out, if he'll just marry a shivche, so the enikel will be toil. That means the end justifies the means. So the mele, if the enikel will become toil, so whatever you do to bring this about, it's worth it. And she's also marrying a yid, where there's no hetter that also, because she wants, everything is for a purpose that the einikel should be toil. So Mamela said, what did Taisva say? So Taisva said, that's a new yisod. Taisva said that a nosen is also b'shifcha. So Mamela, Taisva said, estakasha. That a chatzi yevet v'chatzi ben chayrin should marry a nesine. So Taisa says, and she'll be. The chatzi ben chayrin taka can marry a nesine, but the chatzi avdus cannot marry a nesine. Frag Taisvis. Aval gavada also nosen b'shivche tvei mimamzel. So Taisa says, now how does this work? A nosin is a nisr kol, a mamzer is a nisr kol. A mamzer is mutter b'shivche, and a nosin is also b'shivche. Avo gav dushneim psulei kol, the nosin is be'lav d'leis ischatn.
wenn der Rabbeinu Tam ist ihm der Bemamse, loi Scheich, loi Yekodesh, de Kulu, Mikdeisha, Iskosi, mi Isra, de loi Tofsi, Kedusha. Yeah. So Taisvi says as follows. There's a difference between a mamza with a shifre and a nothing with a shifre. The Isra shifre is lo yiye kodesh. That means, in Rashi says in Chumash, that since she is a heftza of kedeshes, a shifre, so when a person is boil a shifre, so since this is a bile of e tvisus kedushin, because she's a chefza of kedeshes, so who nase kodesh al yodo? That's a Rashi in Chatan Chumash. The ben chayrim a bile of kedeshes makes him a kodesh. That is the law. Lo yia kodesh be Yisrael. So don't be boil a shifre, because by you being boil a shifre, you're becoming a kodesh. But a mamza being boil a shifre and shuldig, before he was boiled, the whole mahus of a mamzer is a chemza of kedeshes. So Tosfos is saying as follows, that the Isra of Lahiya Kodesh, which means that a person is becoming a kodesh through a biyah shifre, that only applies by a poshet yid, but a mamzer, that his whole creation comes about through a bia of Itvisa's Kedushin. He's a result of Kedeshus. That is a mamzer, mumzer. He comes from Zorim. He comes from people who cannot have Tvisa's Kedushin's Abazer. So he is a heftza of Kedeshus. So you can't tell this mamzer, don't be boiled the shifra, lo yiyah kodesh, you're going to become a kodesh. Al yidei that yubayla anshudik. I am a kodesh. So I'm a meila. So therefore, a eved is mutter b'mamzeres. There's no hisofes kedeshes in a mamza. Shemamza lo shaykh lo yiye kodesh. De kulo mi kedeshes kosi. Me isa de leitavsi kedushin. Trektach toisves. Va'af al gav da osel bezocho ube beheime. A mamzer is also a mishkav zocher. A mamzer is also a mishkav behime. The nafke nami milayiya kodesh. Beperik talad mises. I'm saying a whole shtik teure, huh? So why should be also a behime liya kodesh? He is a chefs of kodeshes. Loi shorinen ela kodeshes da osi minei. Yeah, he's mutter take. Is only mutter a shivche, the kedeshes of shivche, because she's a lav bas tvisas kedushin. So that kedeshes, so since he originates from a bee of itvisas kedushin, so a mamza with a shivcha are a pair. The kedeshes of a mishkav zocher or a bias behime, that there the kedeshes is not because their love neitvises kedushin. It's another su kedeshes in ganzen. So in that kedeshes, a mamza also will be over a year kodesh. So memela sotaisa says that is why a mamza is mutter b'shifre. But a nosin is not mutter b'shifcha, because they have lo'yiyah kodesh. We have found the lo'yiyah kodesh. L'nasi kodesh al yoda. Or lo'yiyah kodesh. V'ho d'shori charuri b'nesini v'asiri b'shifcha. Now Taisa looks when Afogav the Tvayi Ikala. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam. The nesini yalfin in mishar psule kohol. Nesini is an iser kohol. L'yisiz chateimbo. And just like all psulei kol kikoin amoyni umoy avi umitzri ubadoimi deshoru bekal geirim likri kol. So all these psulei kol, it's only an isa lovoy bekal Hashem. And geirim kal geirim likri kol. So the loisis chatein bom is also an isa kol. Even though the Torah doesn't say beferish la yavi bekal Hashem, but leisis chatein bom,
is an iser called dumi like all the yumis. I says chatem comes because the bubans goyim, so mamela is a loisis chatein bom. So the loisis chatein bom is an iser called. So we may le kal gerim le ikrikol, kal charuli le ikrikol. Avol avdus, the love ne kedushin inu, but the iser avdus, which the love ne kedushin inu, or the lo yafina minayu, that you don't learn out. This is a different chasonon by avdus. They're not Kadesh, so that, and ever there's a lot in the Kadesh. So it's a different, and that's Layia Kadesh. So Layia Kadesh will apply by a Nesina also. Laysayu bro, Lashevis Yitzhara. Hadalai Nakat Kra, the plural. Mishum. Bi have a yochel lekayim sheves koldohu mishum mitzves puravu lehave kefinalei ache kefinalei kide pirashi. So the Baal Tosfos learned that the chiyuv kfiye is mitzad the tzad chayres shaboy. The tzad chayres is Chayev and Pluribu. So why do you say Shabbos? So Taisa says, well, we said that you saw that Pluribu, there's not in Kriya, since he's an Onus, he can't be Mekayim Pluribu. So he's not Mekhoiv in Pluribu, so you wouldn't force the other. But Shabbos, as we mentioned, according to Aslan Beraisa, Shabbos is a mitzvah ben odom l'chaveiroi. It's a mailer, and there is no p'tur of honor, so Shabbos called those that are in Kriya. That's why the Mishnah mentions Shabbos. Inami noket haikro, mishum demuchacha de mitzvah rabbi. It's a mitzvah rabbi. So a mailer als mitzvah rabbi, we'll see later that one of the reasons we tell the other in Taisis later les kakashe, in Oimrim Lodom Chatei Bishvil Sheyizke Chaberko. So how do we tell the Odo in to be Meshacha the Ebed? Lamaise is over Loila Ben Tavoidu. One of the Terutzim of Taisa says, because this is a Mitzvah Rabbe. Mitzvah Rabbe of Abulushel. They say, Abulushel, this is also a Mitzvah Rabbe. So Memele, so that is why we force the Odo in to be over Loila Ben Tavoidu. So that's why chaps on Shabbos. Shabbos is that the whole bria was. Well, I saw you for all the Shabbos yitzor. That was the purpose of the bria. That's a mitzvah rabbi. That's why we chaps on Shabbos. Mechaim beperek basra the Megillah ma'isi lo gabi meicha sefer teure. Lil mei teure balisa isha. The kamashani tamma teure dama gama agodol tamma teure. Isha nami lo saw you bro. So Lisa Isha, so the Gemara says, we have to have a mitzvah rabbi to be matter mechira sefer Torah. Well, so this is a mitzvah rabbi, Shabbos. So two reasons why we chap on Shabbos. V'rab Yitzhak, v'rab Mordechai Meforesh, v'nokad l'Shabbos Yitzhore, mishim d'shayech af b'tzad avdes, avol pluravu l'shayech elo b'tzad cheres. Now, the Chassam Sofer says, Amira de Gevold, that Rav Yitzchok and Rav Mordechai held, we're kaifer the Odin. Now, this Chatzi Eved, the Chatzi Ben Chayram, all start them have problems. The Tzad Chayras has problems. The Tzad Avdus has problems. So, Ta'ilik Chassam Sofer, we're only kaifa the odain because of the tzad avdus. That means the tzad chayres, we have a ben chayren that has problems. So because of his problems, I should be meshacha my eved. I should. What do I have to do with you? I have nothing to do with you. The holden kfiyah, the rivam held. Why is there a din kfiyah? Because it's your eved.
that means your Eved is there's a Chiyuv of Sheves, and your Eved can't be Mekayim Sheves because of you. So Memele, that's how we're Kaifet. So the Hodin Kfiyah is only because of the Hodin Kfiyah is only because of the Eved. It's Hadam. Number one. Number two, the Rivam held, not like we had mentioned before, the Chsam Sefer, and an Eved is also Metzuvan Piriya Beribia. The Rivam held, an Eved is not Metzuvan Piriya, only in Shabbos. Number two. So Memele, so the Rivam says a beautiful thing. He asks him, why does it say Shabbos? Well, we have to give a reason why the Odin has to be Meshacha his Eved. Don't tell me about the Ben Chayrim, he's Mechuy Ben Pruravu. That's not the business of the, that's not the business. That's not the responsibility of the Odin. The Odin is only responsible for his Eved. His Eved, Nebuch, because of his Kinyan, has problems. So we have to say what problems his Eved has. His Eved only has a problem of Shabbos. The Eved has a problem of Shabbos. Zok the Ribon. Rabbi Yitzchok Baramot HaMeforosh to knock it with Shabbos Yitzchok. Mishum de shayech af betzad avdus. Avol pru vu lo shayech elo betzad cheres. Vechein mashme tzas bi Yerushalmi de pilkin de perikame de moyit kot. Now here I'm going to keep shat. The Omar Tamon tnan in noisim noshim b'moyit. One is not permitted to marry noshim b'chalamoyit. Shimin bar abba b'shem Rabbi Yechna noyna. Mitnei bittel pirya v'ribya. Why can you marry in chalamoyit? Because if you can marry in chalamoyit, I'll bring about bittel pirya v'ribya. Perish. Shalo yamtim milisa adamoy shizman simche oponi miklu. So memela, that means like this. If people can get married in chalamoyit, so all the halls would be booked chalamoyit. Till chalamoyit, no chasness whatsoever. Halamoyt is as man ponoy, it is as man simche, that's an ideal time. So Nebuch, we'd be mavatol piri vivi the whole time, till halamoyt, shem yishamay. So therefore they said, inoysim noshim b'moy. Bon kamei Rav Asi. So the yes Rav Asi ha'shayla ha'eved, ma'u sheyisa b'moy. Is an eved permitted to get married in moy? Om Alohim, Nishmano Minoda. So he says, I'll bring you a rai. Yiboto haloi nivra loilam elo lepirya v'ribya. Yeah. Va'omar, so he says, it says in our Mishneh, le nivra ho'ilam elo lepirya v'ribya. Va'omar Shimon ben Abe b'shem Rabbi Yechanim, kol shu mitzuva alpirya v'ribya osu le'lisa b'moyim. Perish goes from mitzvah per viriviyah mishum l'shabes yitzorik geneved avol pru urvu vada eloi mechayiv. So now let us just say the Rivam said amoyr de kezach over here. The Rivam said the Gemara clears a shaila the Yerushalmi. There's a shaila is an eved permitted to get married chalamoyd. Why did it study a shaila? The whole reason not allowed to get married chalamoyd is bitul per viriviyah. So an eved maybe not mitzvah per viriviyah. So Mamela, he can get married Chalamoyt. So the Gemara says, no, he is Mitzvah in Piri, a Raya from our Mishnah, he bought him. So the Rivam made a Mirudike Kasha, and Shuldix. He bought him, you know what the problem is? The problem is of the Tzad Cheres, a Gesundheit. The Tzad Cheres is there's a problem, he bought him. He's Mitzvah in Piri, the Tzad Cheres has problems. What was the Raya from the Yerushalmi? So the Ribon brought a raya, and the Tzad Cheres, we wouldn't force the Odin to be Meshach and the Eved. He's not responsible for the obligations of the Tzad Cheres. He's only responsible for the obligations of the Tzad Abbas. So Memele, so you see claw from the Yerushalmi. That's why, what did the Rivam say? The Rivam said, you had a problem, why does it mention Pruvu? I don't have any problem. Because the only abital obligation we're speaking about is the Tzad of the Eved. The Odin is not obligated to worry about the Tzad Ben Chayre. And the Eved is only Mechuyim and Shevet, it's not Mechuyim and Piri Beribia.
That was the Rivam's Teretz. You're asking Kakashi why he mentioned Shabbos. Because the whole obligation of the Odin is because of the Tzadavus, and the Artis Noni Chayv in Shabbos. And he says, an Araya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brought a Araya, the Yerushalmi cloud a Shaila, if an Evan is Mitzvah in Piri of Arivia. My Maskeminef is permitted to get married in Chalamoit. Get married in Chalamoit, so Mamela. So the Rivon says, no, he's not, he is Mitzvah in Piri of Arivia, you have a Araya from our Mishnah. So the Rivon had, what's the Araya from our Mishnah? Maybe our Mishnah is speaking about the Tzad Chayres. Why is the Chayres, the Tzad Chayres? We would never be kaifa the Odin to be Mishacha because of the Tzad Chayres. So Koch will only be in kaifa him while the Tzad Avdus. And it says in the Mishnah, he bottle, he'll be bottle from Shabbos. Now that what the Yerushalmi says, Aloshen, Pirya Verivya, the Yerushalmi means he's Mokhuyev Liflis Velibis, that's the Mitzvah of Shabbos. Not else the Mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. That's what he says. So if we say that by an Eved it's Chayiv Shabbos, an Eved is looking for his Shabbos, so come out of Shivcha is also Chayiv Shabbos. Oh, the like Kafinu we had before Bechetzi Shivcha Bechetzi Baschayim. We learned the Gemara before they were only Kayif as Nogu bin Hefka. So means like this. That means you force the Adon that he should be Mishacha. Why? Because Nebuch, it's a bit of Rachman, it's the Shabbos. So the Adon will ask a pertinent question. Rabbi Sai, who's going to give me a guarantee that after I'm being Mishacha, they give me Mekayim, it's the Shabbos? You're forcing me, I should get rid of this evidence because of Mekayim. Who says? So when it comes to Pirya V'Rivya, the Rabbanon tell him, you know what, Rabbi, you, well, don't worry about it. If they don't want to be Mekayim, Pirya V'Rivya will be quite nice much at Eitz and Afsha. We'll take care of them already. You just make them about Pirya V'Rivya. We'll make sure that they'll be Mekayim, Pirya V'Rivya. But Shabbos of Tachsam Sefer is only a mitzvah medivrei Kabbalah. A mitzvah midimrei Kabbalah, there's no, the bezin isn't kaifa, not shetaitse nach. There's no such kaifa. By mitzvah midimrei Kabbalah. So now that's what Taisha's answer. Taisha's answer is like this. Achatzi, shivcha lechatzi basrayin. We can't force the other to be mishachahor, else the mitzvah of Shabbos, because who says after the shivcha she will be mekayim the mitzvah of Shabbos. Maybe she won't be mekayim. We have no way to force her, she should be mekayim. So therefore, there they were only kaifa the Odin because of Shahayu Naikiba Minik Hefka. Hashem came by an Eved, when he'll become a Ben Chayim, then he's Mekuiv and Piri Berivya, and Piri Berivya is kaifa Naisach and Taitse Napsha. So Taitse is saying as follows, that the Issa of Lahiya Kodesh, which means that a person is becoming a Kodesh through a Biyah Shivcha, that only applies by a Poshet to Yid, but a Mamza, that his whole creation comes about through a Biyah of Itvisa's Kedushin, he's a result of Kedeshus, that is a Mamza, Mumzah, he comes from Zorim, he comes from people who cannot have Tvisa's Kedushin Zabazah. So he is a heftza of Kedeshus. So you can't tell this mamza, don't be boiled the shivcha, lo yiya kodesh, you're going to become a kodesh, al yidei that you boil a anshudik. I am a kodesh. So I'm a meila. So therefore, a eved is mutter be mamzeres. There's no hisofes Kedeshus in a mamza. Shemamza lo shach lo yiya kodesh, de kulo mi Kedeshus kosi. May Yisr the light of the Kedushin. Trektach Toisves, Va'af al-gav da osu b'zochel ube beheime. A mamzer is osu a mishka b'zochel. A mamzer is osu be mishka beheime. De nafke nami milayiya kodesh. Bepeirik talad mises. So me meile, so I'm saying a whole shtik teure, huh? So why should be osu be beheime liya kodesh? He is a chefs of Kedeshus. Leisharinen elokadeshes da osi minei. Yeah, his mutter taka is only mutter a shivche, the kadeshes of shivche, because she's a love past visas kadushin. So that kadeshes, so since he originates from a bee of eat visas kadushin, so a mamzer with a shivche are a pair. The kadeshes of a mishkav zochel, or a bias behemoth, that there the kedushas is not because the love neitvisas kedushin, it's another sub kedushas in ganzen. So in that kedushas, a mamza also will be able a year kodesh. So Mimela Sotesha says that is why a mamza is mutter b'shifcha. But a nosin is not mutter b'shifcha, because they have loyia kodesh. We have found the loyia kodesh. The nasi kodesh al yoda. Or loyia kodesh. Oho, de shori, charuri, benesini, vasiri b'shifcha. Now, Taisha looks when Afogav, the tvaya ikala. Oime rabbeinu tam, the nesini yalfin in mishar psule kohol. Nesini is an iser kohol, loyis chatein bo. And just like all psulei kol kikoin amoyni umay avi umitzri ubadoimi disharu bekal geirim likri kol. So all these psulei kol, it's only an issa lovoy bekal Hashem. And geirim, kal geirim likri kol. So the loisis chatein bom is also an issa kol. Even though the Torah doesn't say beferish la yavi bekal Hashem, but leisis chatein bom is an iser kol dumi like all the yomis leisis chatein bom comes because the bubon's goyim, so memela is a leisis chatein bom. So the leisis chatein bom is an iser kol, so memela kal geirim leikri kol, kal charuri leikri kol. Avol abdus the lav v'nei kedushininu. But the Isar Avdus, which the Lav, the Lav Bnei Kedushin inu, or the Lo Yalfin Aminayu, that you don't learn out. It is a different chesonim by Avdus. They did in Akadeshus, or and whenever there's a Lav Bnei Kedushin, so it's a different, and that's Layia Kodesh. So Layia Kodesh will apply by a Nesina also. Loisayu Bro, Lashavis Yitzhak. Hadaloi nokat kro de pluravu. Mishum, bi have a yochel lakayim shavis kodohu. Mishum mitzvis pluravu, we have a kefinalei. Och a kefinalei kidapirashin. So, the Baal Tosfos learned that the Chiyuv Kfiyah is mitzad the Tzad Cheres Shaboy. The Tzad Cheres is Chayev improvable. So why do you say Shabbos? So Tosfos says, well, we said the Yisod that improvable is not in Kfiyah. Since he's an honest, he can't be Mekai improvable. So he's not mechuyven pruvu. So you wouldn't force the yodin. But Shabbos, as we mentioned, according to Asman Beraisa, Shabbos is a mitzvah ben odom lachaveiroi. It's a mele, and there is no ptur of honor. So Shabbos called those as a din kriya. That's why the Mishnah mentions Shabbos. Inami noket haikro, mishum the muchacha, the mitzvah rabbi. It's a mitzvah rabbi. So Memela als mitzvah rabbi, we'll see later that one of the reasons we tell the Odo in Taisis later les kakashe, ein oimrim la Odom chatei bishvil sheyizke chabercho. So how do we tell the Odo in to be mishacha the Eved? Lamaise is over leila ben tavoidu. One of the terutzim of Taisis says, because this is a mitzvah rabbi. Mitzvah Rabbah of Abulushel, he said, Abulushel, he said, it's a mitzvah Rabbah. So Memele, so that is why we force the Odin to be over, Leilam Tavoidu. So that's why Chatzon Shemes is, that the whole Briya was, well, I saw you for all the Shemes Yitzhara. And that was the purpose of the Briya. That's a mitzvah rabbi. That's why we chapa on Shemes. Mechaim beperek basra, the Megillah, Maisi, lo gabi meicha, sefer teure, lil mei teure, balisa isha, de kamashani, talma teure, dama gama agodol, talma teure, isha nami lo soyu, bro, so lisa isha, so the Gemara says, we have to have a mitzvah rabbi to be mata mechira sefer teure, well, so this is a mitzvah rabbi, Shemes. So two reasons why we chapa on Shemes. Rav Yitzchok and Rav Mordechai Meforesh, the knockout of Shemes Yitzhara, Mishim the Shayech Af Betzad Avdis, Abu Puravu Loi Shayech Elo Betzad Chayes. Now, the Chassam Sofer says a mirror the Kevod, that Rav Yitzchok and Rav Mordechai held, with Kaifer the Odin, Now, this Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chayram, old Stodim have problems. The Tzad Chayras has problems. The Tzad Avdus has problems. Zuck the Eilikich Sam Sofer, we're only Kaifer the Odin because of the Tzad Avdus. That means, the Tzad Chayras, we have a Ben Chayram that has problems. So because of his problems, I should be Meshacha my Eved and Shudit. What do I have to do with you? I have nothing to do with you. The Tholden Kfir, the Rivam held, why is there a Din Kfir? Because it's your Eved. That means your Eved is there's a Chiyav of Sheves, and your Eved can't be Mekayim Sheves because of you? So Memele, that's what we're Kaifer. So the Holden Kfir is only because of the Holden Kfir is only because of the Eved, the Tzadavis. Number one. Number two, the Rivam held, not like we had mentioned before in the Chassam Sofer, that an Eved is also Metzuvan period. The Rivam held, an Eved is not Metzuvan period, only in Shabbos. Number two. So Memele, so the Rivam says a beautiful thing. He asked him, why does it say Shabbos? Well, we have to give a reason why the Odin has to be Meshacha his Eved. Don't tell me about the Ben Chayrim, he's Mechuyim and Pluravu. That's not the business. That's not the responsibility of the Odin. The Odin is only responsible for his Eved. His Eved, Nebuch, because of his Kinyan, has problems. So we have to say what problems his Eved has. His Eved only has a problem of Shabbos. But that is a problem of Shabbos. Zok the Ribon. Rabbi Yitzchok Barav Mordechai Meforesh to knock at Shemes Yitzhara, Mishum de Shayech Af Betzad Avdus. Avol Pur Vu, Lo Shayech Elo Betzad Cheres. Bechein Mashme Tzas Be Yerushalmi De Pilkin, De Perikame De Moyet Kot. Now here I'm reading the Kipshat. The Omar Tamon, Tnan Ein Noisin Noshim Be Moyet. One is not permitted to marry Noshim and Chalamoy. Shimon bar Abba b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Oina, mitnei bitl pirya v'ribya. Why can you marry in Chalamoy? Because if you can marry in Chalamoy, I'll bring about bitl pirya v'ribya. Perish. Shalayamtim milisa adamoy, shizman simche oponim miklu. So memela, that means like this. If people can get married in Chalamoy, so all the halls would be booked Chalamoid. Till Chalamoid, no chasness whatsoever. Chalamoid is as man ponoy, it is as man simche, that's an ideal time. So Nebuch, we'd be mavatal piri vivi the whole time, till Chalamoid, shemu shemai. So therefore they said, inoisim noshim b'moy. Bon kamei rabasi. So the yes rabasi yashayla ha'eved, Ma'u she'yisa b'moyit. Is an ever permitted to get married in moyit? Oma lohoin, nishmano min hoda. He says, I'll bring you a rai. Yibotu haloi nivra loilam elu lepirya v'ribya. Yeah. Va'oma, so it says, in our Mishneh, le nivra ha'oilam elu lepirya v'ribya. ואומר שמעון בן אבא בשם רבי יוחנן, כל שמצוב על פי וריביה אסור להליסה במים. פרש, כל שמצוב על פי וריביה משמושבס יצור כגן עבר, אבל פרו ורבו ועד אלוהים החייב. So now let us just say, the Rivam said, אמור די כזכר די. The Rivam said, the Gemara clears a shayla di Yerushalmi, there's a shayla, is an Eved permitted to get married Chalamoid? What did it study a shayla? The whole reason allowed to get married Chalamoid is Gittel Piri Verivia, so an Eved maybe is not Mitzvah Piri Verivia, so Mamele he can get married Chalamoid. So the Gemara said, no, he is Mitzvah Piri Verivia, a raya from our Mishnah, he bought them. So the Rivam made a Mirodike Kasha, and Shuldiks, Yibotel, you know what the problem is? The problem is of the Tzad Cheres, a Gesundheit. The Tzad Cheres, there's a problem in Yibotel. He's Mitzvah, Piri, Verivia, the Tzad Cheres, there's problems. What was the Raya from the Yerushalmi? So the Rivam brought a Raya, and the Tzad Cheres, we wouldn't force the Odin to be Meshach and the Ebed. He's not responsible for the obligations of the Tzad Cheres. He's only responsible for the obligations of the Tzad Abbas. So Memele, so you see claw from the Yerushalmi. That's why, what did the Rivam say? The Rivam said, you had a problem, why does it mention Pruvu? I don't have any problem. Because the only abital obligation we're speaking about is the Tzad of the Ebed. The Odin is not obligated to worry about the Tzad Ben Chayin. And the Ebed is only Mechuyim and Shevet, it's not Mechuyim and Piri Beribia. That was the Rivam Stevet. You're asking Kakashi why he mentioned Shevet. Because the whole obligation of the Odin is because of the Tzad Avdus, and the Avdus is only Chayim in Shevet. And he says, an Araya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brought a Raya, the Yerushalmi cloud a Shaila, if an Ebed is Mitzvah and Piri Beribia. My Nafkaminef is permitted to get married in Chalamoid. He'll get married in Chalamoid, so Mamela. So the Rivam says, no, he is Mitzvah, but we really have a Raya from our Mishnah. So the Rivam had, what's the Raya from our Mishnah? Maybe our Mishnah is speaking about the Tzad Cheres. Why is the Raya, the Tzad Cheres? We would never be kai for the Odin to be Mishacha because of the Tzad Cheres. So Koch will only be in Kaifim of the Tzad Avdus, and it says in the Mishnah, he'll be bottled from Shevet. Now that what the Yerushalmi says, Aloshen, Pirya Verivya, the Yerushalmi means he's Mechuyev Liflis Velibis of the Mitzvah of Shevet. Not of the Mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. That's what he says. So, yeah, Perish Koshu Matsuba Pimshumu Shevet, it's all Kaimabit. Ava Pur Vuvadi Loi Mechay. Ulefise, Bishivcha Nami Shaykh Bo Shevet. So, Memele, if we say that by an Eved, it's Chayiv Shevet, an Eved is Luki Shlishem, so, come out of Shivcha is also Chayiv Shevet. Oh, the like Kafin, we had before Bechetzi, Shivcha, Bechetzi, Bechetzi, Alaycha, the Nogu, Bomin, the Kechzke. We learned the Gemara before, there were only Kaifas, Nogu, Bin, the Hefke. Haina, Mishum, Kim, Dlamitke, Dapu, Avu, Shema, Gamlach, Shetishtach, Alay, Tekayim. So, Telekech, Sam, Sefer, Tesis means like this. That means you force the Adon that he should be Meshacha. Why? Because Nebuch, it's a bit of Rachmanes, the Shevet. So the Adon will ask a pertinent question. Rabbi Sai, who's going to give me a guarantee that after I'm being Meshacha, they give me B'kai Mitzvah Shevet, Mitzvah Spiri Verivi? You're forcing me, I should get rid of the Shevet because of B'kai. Who says? So when it comes to Piri Verivi, the Rabbanon tell him, you know what, Rabbi, don't worry about it. If they don't want to be Mekam Pivri, we'll be Kaif Nois Machetaitz in Afshal. We'll take care of them already. You just make them about Pivri, we'll make sure that they'll be Mekam Pivri. But Shemes and Tachsam Seifer is only a mitzvah midimrei Kabbalah. A mitzvah midimrei Kabbalah, there's no other business in Kaif Nachetaitz in Afshal. There's no such Kaif. A mitzvah midimrei Kabbalah. Now that's what Taisus answers. Taisus answers like this. We can't force the other to be Mishachahar out the mitzvah of Shevet, because who says after the Shechah she will be Mekayim the mitzvah of Shevet? Maybe she won't be Mekayim. We have no way to force her, she should be Mekayim. So therefore there they were only Kaifa the other because of Shahayu Naikim Aminik Hefka. שאין כן בעיה נדד, ונור ביקם הבן חיים, נניס מחויב עם פריבריביה, עם פריבריביה, סקייפה נויסה שתהי צי נפשת.